Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Exclusive computerized school and business closings you can depend on. From News 930 WBEN, Buffalo's official news, traffic, and weather station.
Pro-lifers have surrounded the rear entrance of a Main State Street women's clinic.
A huge fire in Depew has been brought under control.
Now the Bruins are in the driver's seat. They lead their series with Buffalo 2-1 with WBEN Sports. I'm John Murphy.
This is Chief Meteorologist Don Paul. The WeatherFacts forecast calls for periods of rain, mostly light, right on through tomorrow.
At 8 o'clock, drizzle, 43 in Buffalo. I'm Mark Leitner.
And I'm Susan Rose. News 930 WBEN, the news brought to you by Ralax Dealerships, by Buffalo Optical, bringing smiles to the eyes of Western New York since 1894, and by Calico Corners, where you'll find the world's best collection of decorative fabrics.
In Buffalo, Spring of Life protesters are conducting another Operation Rescue this morning. They have gathered at the rear of GYN Women's Services on Main near Northampton, where News 930's Tim Wenger joins us live.
Mark, I'm standing right now at Main and Northampton, and indeed they have surrounded the rear entrance of this clinic. What happened is they came up Northampton out of this caravan and just swept right through the police barricade into an unprotected entrance. The pro-choicers sometimes have people back there. They did not have anyone back there this morning. So what's happened is there's about 45 or 50 of them surrounding the rear entrance. The police are standing in front of them. They're quiet. It is peaceful. Meanwhile, around on the front of Main Street, which is in my view right now, what's happening out there is that it's all pro-choicers surrounding the front end. They certainly have control of that area. And across the street, what is about another 30 pro-lifers are standing there. So it was somewhat of a surprise that they did choose Main Street today. We thought they'd be over on Linwood Avenue.
And as long as we can on this side.
Joe Slavenic has also told me that they are have a pretty good contingent out on Sweet Home Road. We'll try to clear up our signal here, and we'll continue live coverage. Brian Meyer is on the scene with me, and we'll check back shortly. At Main and Northampton, Tim Wenger reporting live for News 930 WBEN.
Let's go now to News 930's Brian Meyer live.
Well, Mark, I'm in the front of this clinic at Main and Northampton, and Chief of Detectives Angelo Alessandra arrived just moments ago. He, with a number of other police officers, police are in full force here, sheriff's deputies out here. Just a few moments ago, we were out on the back entrance, at the rear entrance, where 55 pro-lifers managed to take control of this gate. They just simply sat down in the driveway, and they sang hymns during that time. As we pointed out a few minutes ago, a very different strategy being used here by local law enforcers than what we saw in Amherst 2 days ago out by Sweet Home Road. There were no immediate efforts to handcuff these people. We've not even been given any indications that there are going to be arrests made at this point, although certainly that would seem like a very likely scenario very soon. Again, Chief of Detectives Angelo Alessandra being briefed right now by law enforcers. And the pro-choice and pro-life forces continue to increase in numbers. out here right in front of GYN Women's Services. We will be standing by talking with leaders on both sides of this movement. Reporting live from Main Street, Brian Meyer, News 930 WBEN.
About 180 pro-life protesters being held in the Connecticut Street Armory are vowing to conduct a hunger strike today unless they're freed. The demonstrators were taken into custody outside a clinic on Sweet Home Road in Amherst on Wednesday. Last night, an estimated 250 pro-lifers gathered outside the Connecticut Street Armory, among them Joseph Slovenic, who told News 930 the arrest will serve to further motivate himself and others.
To us, that was an invitation to Amherst to come and continue to rescue the children in Amherst and to stand in solidarity with our brothers and sisters in jail.
Last night's rally at the Armory lasted about 30 minutes.
Erie County Executive Dennis Garski told reporters at the Rath Building yesterday it's costing the county a lot of money to house the prisoners at the Armory.
We have the civil deputies there processing individuals that are incarcerated. Approximately 200 people are presently there. And they have to be administered too. So there is a cost of running the Armory.
Gorski added that when law enforcers are concentrated at certain sites during the protests, it does adversely affect their ability to protect other areas. Said Gorski, quoting, "That's not good." A huge fire in Depew has been brought under control. That story coming up.
Drizzle, 43 degrees in Buffalo. It's 8:05 on News 930 WBEN.
News Day at Noon. It's an exclusive hour of news, information, and live interviews from Buffalo's most trusted radio news team. Listen for News Day at Noon, weekdays on News 930 WBEN, where you don't miss a thing.
8:06 on News 930 WBEN. Eight companies called out for a mutual aid fire in the village of Depew this morning in the Dresser Industrial Complex at 2 Main Street. Flames erupted in the building housing Phoenix Recycling. The building once housed Dresser. News 930 WBEN went to the scene and spoke with Depew Fire Chief Paul Fiegel.
This started in the rear of the building where they do have a lot of storage of baled paper. There's a lot of bundles piled up there.
The blaze is under control. Transit road in Depew between Broadway and Walden remains closed to traffic. No reports of injuries.
A report in the news this morning says the IRS has filed a lien for $410,000 against former diocesan controller Anthony Frangione. The 38-year-old Frangione was sentenced in January to 2 2/3 to 8 years behind bars for embezzling $1.4 million from the diocese during his 10-year stretch as the diocese chief financial officer. He's been transferred to the Collins Correctional Facility, a medium correctional facility near Gowanda. He had been in Elmira. The paper reports this morning that Frangione still owes about $800,000. That figure includes the lien.
A West Side store owner badly beaten during an April 2nd holdup at his 490 Connecticut Street business died at ECMC last night. Angelo Accurso of the town of Tonawanda was 51. Accurso ran Carm's Market on Connecticut. 34-year-old Maurice Stokes of Millicent Street, the alleged robber who was shot several times by Accurso, is also in Erie County Medical Center. He has been charged with assault and robbery in the case, but those charges are expected to be upgraded.
The National Weather Service has issued a dense fog advisory for all of western New York this morning. Visibility has become very limited, in fact, near zero in some parts of the region in the last hour or two. Fog is affecting airport operations. There are no landings at this time. Some departures are also being delayed.
General Motors reportedly is considering new ways to make itself a leaner corporate machine. Members of GM's new top management team go on a video conference this morning to talk to their employees, and the Washington Post says they've been working on plans to combine car lines, eliminating many of the company's 64 car models. The paper says decisions on the plans are months away.
Chrysler reportedly is getting a $1.2 billion dividend from President Bush's controversial trip to Japan in January. Today's Detroit Free Press says the American automaker has agreed to provide engines and transmissions for Japanese automaker Mitsubishi at its plant in Normal, Illinois. And the paper says Chrysler Chairman Lee Iacocca credits Bush's trip with spurring Mitsubishi to make the deal.
Drizzle and 43 degrees in Buffalo.
Coming up, sports with John Murphy. Weather facts with Chief Meteorologist Don Paul and Dave May with a traffic report.
It's 8:09 on News 930 WBEN.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour,
with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.